Of course, to have the man, Misfit Massive, Liquid Beat Records, Libretto is back. What up, homie?
Hey, what's up, Cliff? What's good, beloved?
Oh, man, I'm good, brother. I'm just, you know, it's just good to be able to talk to you, you know what I mean?
Yes, sir, man. It's a blessing. God is good, man. You know, I'm maintaining, hold it down.
That's what's up.
You know what I mean? Just trying to get back and get my liberty back, you know?
That's what's up. Hey, yo, man, so much to talk about right quick, man. First, happy belated, man. I know you just celebrated another birthday.
Yes, sir. Thank you. I appreciate that. But we're going to keep that quiet, though, you know?
I feel you, brother. I feel you. But the cool thing about it is that the next birthday you celebrate, we gonna get to hang for that one, right?
Yes, sir, man. My next born day. Well, actually, I got one more born day, man, you know, as a captive. And then, you know, I'll be out in the world 3 months after that, you know what I'm saying? If it's God's will, you know? So one more in this place, man, and then the next one, yeah, 2016, I'll definitely be out there with you, man.
That's what's up. Hey, yo, a lot to get into, man. First up, the roster is growing over at Liquid Beat. I know Hot 16 just released a new project. But when do we get to hear some new music from Libretto?
Well, man, basically, you know, I got 3-4 albums that's recorded before I went away. So the first album that's up for deck is Captain Crook, Snatching Crumbs and All, and I think we're going to start releasing joints off that. Actually, I just leaked a joint to my homegirl Dina B at Cable, featuring my man Barry Hapton, and it's called Check Me, produced by my man Byron the Aquarius. So, you know what I'm saying? Hopefully I can get you that, man. And, you know, I got just crazy amounts of music that needs to be released. So, you know, that's the main thing right now, is pushing joints off that Captain album and getting that in rotation. And, you know, after that, then I got the Hit or Miss project featuring my man Boots Riley from The Cool, and a couple of other projects that's planning on coming out. So, you know, you guys out there, y'all just, you know what I'm saying, be ready for that, man. It's coming. It's coming soon.
That's what's up, man. Yeah, definitely shoot that to me, man, so we can continue to push that to your audience who's still out here waiting. Yo, and then I know that it's on your Facebook page. If people want to reach out to you, man, let them know. What's the best way to do that?
The best way to do that, man, is just you know, you can write me. The address is on my Facebook. My people is always posting it up. And, you know what I'm saying, just send me whatever, man. I got a letter from my man, Michael Green, the owner of the Someday Lounge, man, the other day. It really touched my heart, you know what I'm saying? He used to run The Fix when The Fix was there. You know, he was owner of the Someday Lounge then. And, you know, just write me. You can shoot me a kite, tell me what's up, shoot me a book, a letter, anything, man. Let me know what new music is out, what you're digging, what you're not digging, you know what I'm saying? Anything. I'm always all ears, man. Just anything to keep me inspired, keep me connected out there to the streets and, you know, what's going on out there in the world, because in here we're really secluded besides what we got on this TV, you know? So I would love to hear from all you guys out there, especially the heads, the real heads, just keeping this hip-hop alive.
That's what's up. And I'll definitely be reposting the address so people know how to do that, how to get in touch with you. So you, in terms of any of the new music that's come out locally, you don't really get an opportunity to hear any of that?
Nah, I can't hear nothing unless Kool Nuss plays it on his station or Cable, you know what I'm saying? Not to be talking about the stations on your joint, but
nah,
if Dina plays it on the sound box, I can hear it. Other than that, I can't hear nothing that I made. Everything I made is pretty much, I made it and I hear it when it's on the air, you know what I'm saying? So
that's what's
I need the fans, I need you guys out there to go ahead and listen to it and tell me what y'all think, man. A couple of the records will be free download too, so you guys can go download that. And, you know what I'm saying, I'll definitely keep you posted on Twitter and on Facebook about what's free for download for you guys. And you guys write me back and let me know what y'all feeling.
No doubt. Hey, yo, and it's going to be up on the podcast, man. If there's anybody that you want to shout out in particular, man, I want to give you an opportunity to do that right quick.
Oh, well, definitely, man. First and foremost, I got to give a shout out to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, man. Without him, you know, there's nothing. All praises are due to him, man. And you know, my daughter and my son, they came up to see me today. And much love, you know what I'm saying, to my crew, of course, the Mighty Misfit Massive, Lifesavers, Versatile, Jumbo, Reverend Shine, my boy Zoo, you know what I'm saying, my man Seth Paul up in the 206, you know what I'm saying, got to give him a shout-out, got to give you a shout-out, my man DJ Cliff, you know what I'm saying, got to give my peoples in my neighborhood, Jordan Downs Watts, man, all my loved ones that I came up from the dirt with, got to give them a shout-out, man, and all my peoples in Portland, man, all the real MCs, the real heads, you know what I mean, the people that hold me down, you know, my beloved girl, Nickelback, Nicole, I love you, and thank you for holding me down, my homegirl Stephanie Wade, you know what I'm saying, my man Computer Fam, my man Wee Fam, and see who are my boy, Michael Crenshaw, man. Big ups to Mike Crenshaw. Sent me a dope book. Really put me up on some knowledge, man. So everybody out there that know, they, you know what I'm saying, look out for the kid. Or if you don't look out for the kid, it's still all love, because I know life is ticking out there, so I don't expect people to stop for me. You know what I'm saying? But a thought, hey, that's what's up. Or download, go to the site, pick me up, whatever. Spread the music around. That's all I ask. Keep me alive out there, you know, until I come home.
That's what's up. That's what's up. So I know you went there. I know you've been working on some music there while you're there right now. Let folk know what they can expect when you come home, man. What you know, sort of. What
oh
your vibes,
man, I got a plethora of material right now. You know, I got 300 songs or better that's completed. Ain't saying all of them gonna come out, you know, but I got a lot of work done. You know what I'm saying? I'm studying a lot of music theory, a lot of jazz, man. Doing a lot of stuff on the piano right now, and figuring out my chords and my diminished chords and my augmented chords, and you know, really just expanding myself musically, man, as a musician and as a writer. I'm just soaking up all types of reading material, man, writing about anything and everything, man. I got a song touching every single topic of this situation and everything abroad from out of this prison, you know what I mean? So the Bretto 2015, man, it's going to be crazy, man. It's like, yo, this music that's going to come out is going to be real heavy. You know, step my vocab game up and my music grasp of actual music, man. So, you know, I'm going to be doing a lot of creating, man, once I get my beat machine back from my man Stuart Villain.
That's what's up, man. Hey, yo, so are we gonna have an opportunity to hear you on the production tip as well, then?
Oh, most definitely, man. Most definitely. I'm going to definitely big up my producing. I was producing for a minute before I fell, actually. I sold a couple tracks to some kids. I can't remember the name of their groups right now, but they actually use it on their record. And, you know, but now with my understanding of music theory and, you know, all my major scales and minor scales and triads and all of that stuff, you know, I'm going to really be stepping it up as far as on the production, like real heavy, like probably do a whole project or something with me producing it. You never know.
That's what's up, man. On the phone here with Libretto, man, just chopping it up. You know, right now, I'm really excited for you to get home, man, because I'm sure that everybody's kind of keeping you up on it, but there are a lot of really dope producers right now here in Portland that it would be cool to see you connect with, you know what I mean, when you get home to help put some of them projects out. The scene right now is actually pretty cool, man. There's some crazy things that are going on as well, but the scene is pretty cool.
Yeah,
so
I've been hearing about the OLCC, man, and the Portland police been trying to shut the culture down, man.
Yeah, we just had a pretty interesting incident, man, at the last show with Luck One, Illmaculate, and Mikey Vegas. And but you know what? It's getting a lot of good publicity, man. And Illmaculate's doing a great job of standing up for the local scene. So he's going to be on the show on Tuesday, and we're going to get into some of that, too. But, I hopefully this is just going to be a change so that by the time you get home, you know, we can really do it right for you. You know what I mean?
No doubt, no question, man, and that's what's up, because we're not trying to, you know, be stagnating like that, man. We can't, just because you have an incident that happens at one spot doesn't mean it's going to affect every spot the same way, especially with the type of music that we're doing, you know. I mean, it's all black music, however you look at it, but there's different types of people that come out for different types of shows and venues, so they can't just stereotype the whole culture because of one incident or two incidents that happen when somebody may get shot or hurt, because that's just life, you know. If you can't do that, then just try to put our music in a box. So we have to stand up for that, and I'm gonna really be a part of that scene when I come home, man, because that's all we got. So
exactly.
we gotta stand for something or fall for anything.
Exactly. Libretto, man, in here just chopping it up, talking about things, man. You know, I guess one of the questions would be to ask, and I know it's gonna come out in your music, but the time that you've been there, man, in this amount of time, do you feel like it's changed you as a person?
Oh, most definitely, man. It's just made me a lot wiser, you know, a lot more independent and disciplined and obedient, man, you know, as far as with my spirituality, man, and just, you know, being disciplined as far as what I eat to, you know, my workout regimen to how much I study and, you know what I'm saying, just about things that are important in life, you know, in general, and people who are real friends and fake friends. You know what I'm saying? You got people who are there when you're up, and when you're down, they know where to be found. So I know now how to treat those people and how to interact with them and how to weave out the suckers from the real cats. You know what I'm saying? So I pretty much just gained, this was all just a blessing, man. It took me away from my loved ones for a while, but at the end of the day, it just made me sharper than what I already was. You know what I mean? So it's like when I come back now, I know how to approach situations better, and it taught me a lot of patience on how to deal with situations and different people. So, you know, it's the chastening of the Lord is not always a bad thing. It's a good thing at times. You just got to know how to flip it.
That's what's up, man. On the phone with Libretto, man. Like I said, man, as we get closer to your return home, man, let's just continue to promote and push the music that is available to the people, and then look forward to the new music that you're going to be bringing when you get here, man. Like I said, I'm gonna post up the address. We were able to get that out a little bit at the event that we did a little while ago, but want to let people know how to get connected with you. Also the Shutterfly thing, you know what I'm saying? I just signed up.
Yeah,
I know I'm late,
right.
I'm late to it.
Shutterfly.com, y'all. If you guys can send me pics, you send it to Shutterfly. You can upload pictures from your laptop, from your phone to Shutterfly.com. Type in my information that Cliff's going to post up, and they'll send me a hard copy of the pictures. So any MCs out there listening to this, people doing shows, I would love to see your shows, see the people, you know what I'm saying, having fun, or DJs, or just personal pics, whatever, it's all good. It's all going to be embraced.
That's
so I appreciate all of that. And, you know, I'm always taking donations. Cliff, you can put that up there, too, as far as helping a brother out with some chips, how they can do it.
Okay.
Western Union, you know what I'm saying? Just check my man's Twitter or wherever he puts it at. Make sure you guys get that info, and I can always use some help, man.
Definitely. What we'll do is if y'all go to the DJ Cliff WordPress page, I'm going to list all of the info there, the address, the Western Union information, the Shutterfly information, and we're going to try to inundate Mike with some love, man, because that's what it's all about. Man.
No doubt. And this phone just beeps, so we probably got about a minute and a half. So I also want to forget, I forgot my man Matt Nelkin, man, Liquid B Records, man, and my man Guilty Simpson, man, the whole Detroit fam. I just want to big up everybody out there, man, the hip-hop world, Misfit Massive to the casket, man. Y'all stay up.
That's what's up. Libretto, man, Liquid Beat Records, Misfit Massive crew, neighborhood resident, you know what I mean? Brother, so good to be able to talk to you like this, man. Much love and prayers your way. Can't wait to see you, homie, for real, for real.
All right, y'all stay up out there. Much love, Cliff.
All right, homie, I'll talk to you soon.
Okay, brother.
All right, man, be blessed.
All right, you too.
All right, homie.